This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden and Japan's Fumio Kishida met for talks in the deeply symbolic city of Hiroshima on Thursday, aiming for closer cooperation in the face of an ascendant China and unpredictable Russia. Reuters' Gillian Kitchener reports.
Here, in the first city ever hit with an atomic weapon, G7 members, which include host Japan, along with the U.S., Germany, the United Kingdom, France, Italy, and Canada, are increasingly concerned by what they see as Russia's repeated threats over the use of nuclear arms. They're also alarmed by an ascendant China, with economically coercive policies and its rapid accumulation of sensitive technology. Biden and Japan's Fumio Kishida met for talks Thursday, aiming for closer cooperation in the face of these challenges. Japan, although a longtime buyer of Russian oil, has moved in tandem with G7 sanctions against Moscow following Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
Reuters' Gillian Kitchener. The threat of shelling in Ukraine by Russia is an all-too-familiar theme for residents, but as Reuters' Lisa Fielder reports, it's something the country's doctors have to work through.
Denise, who gives only his first name, runs the center, known as a stabilization point. Similar stations are found near all Ukrainian front lines.
We never know when the work will come or the scope of it. We are in a state of constant readiness. We are prepared for events of any kind, be it day or night, be it a big or small number of wounded. When required, we are ready to provide the help needed to save the lives and health of our boys.
Their job is to perform